Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
And you're welcome back. This is a story now we're returning to from earlier in the year, but it harks back to October 2023 when Joe Drennan was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Limerick on a Friday night. You'll remember this story. It's the saddest, saddest story. He'd only just turned 21 at the time. He was a journalism student at UL from Camross in County Leash. Whole life ahead of him. The driver of the car was a gangland criminal. He had 46 previous convictions. He was out on bail at the time for other offences and was forbidden to drive. He was sentenced then to 6.5 years for killing Joe Drennan. But the sentence was to run concurrently at the same time as another sentence, which was for 8 years for firing a gun in a whole separate incident. This would mean he wouldn't serve basically any time for Joe Drennan's death, effectively. There was much outrage about this. His family called for an appeal of that decision. And we spoke to Joe's sister, Sarah Drennan, then, and it's good to hear her again this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad. This appeal was heard last week. Can you just remind us the outcome of that appeal?
Yeah, so he got a consecutive sentence. So effectively, he'll be serving 5 more years for what he did to Joe. So yeah, it was very emotional. And, you know, while the sentences were finally made consecutive, thankfully it means Joe's life was properly acknowledged, and that's all we wanted, really. But, you know, at the same time, there's a huge emptiness, because you just realise that's all that could be done. And, you know, I've spent the last 2 years fighting for justice, and we finally have some measure of it now, it's just nothing really compared to what we're living with. You know, he should still be here, so it's just, yeah.
And this is the last word of the justice system, really, isn't it? Kieran Fogarty is the convicted man. He's 21. He's from Hyde Road in Limerick. So his sentence for dangerous driving causing death increased by 2 years. The last year, it means that Fogarty basically now jailed for a total of 13 years instead of 8. You spent a lot of time fighting for this. We spoke to you in February. What has life been like for you since we last chatted?
Oh, it's just been, I suppose, exhausting. Like, the last 2 years we've been fighting so hard for justice, and, you know, while the outcome is the right one now in the end, there's just no real sense of relief, you know.
Really?
Like, it's just the whole court process is incredibly re-traumatising, you know. Every time we sat in that courtroom, we had to relive the night Joe was killed. And, you know, even when we thought it was over in January, we were just pulled back in again with legal errors and appeals, and it should have never been necessary. Like, you know, the justice system really needs to show more understanding of what families go through and victims and stuff. So it's incredibly hard, but yeah.
You have been through this system, and you've spotted things. Have you got particular things you would like to see changed after your experience? It sounds awful.
Yeah, well, I suppose our hope is, by speaking out, is that Joe's case will not only be remembered for, like, the injustice that we faced, but would help probably change the system so that, you know, families don't have to go through what we had to, just to have their loved ones recognised, you know. Because right now it's possible for a sentence for killing someone to run concurrently with another completely separate crimes, and it's so wrong. It completely devalues life and the victims and their families and what they go through every day, you know. So hopefully some change can come about it, you know.
Particularly because the amount of work you had to do to get this appealed, and as you say, when you're appealing, you're re-traumatised going through the same story again and again. Now that this stage of fighting for justice is done, what now for you? Are you able to move on to, you know, the next stage, the next part of your life, dealing with the grief, the loss of your brother?
Yeah, I suppose, like, grief, it's so impossible to explain. Like, it's constant, you know, it's every part of my day. It's, you know, it's the first thought I think of when I wake up and the last I think at night, you know. And
wow.
It wasn't just, like, losing Joe wasn't just losing my brother. Like, it feels like you lose a piece of yourself, you know. It's so hard, it's unbearable. And, you know, even my poor parents, they're just so lost and they're completely heartbroken. And It's something that we'll have to live with for the rest of our lives, unfortunately, and it just doesn't go away, you know.
You're only in your 20s yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm only 25, yeah.
It's remarkable, just you've had to do a lot of growing up and becoming a hugely responsible adult in the last 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 25 and I suppose I somehow got this role of trying to advocate for justice for Joe, and something that I never wanted to do. But Joe used to say himself to us, you know, get up, dress up and show up. And I think he probably meant it more in a fashion sense at the time, but yeah, kind of it stuck with us, you know, and that's just what we've had to do for the last 2 years, is show up for Joe, because, you know, he can't, and it's hard and it's exhausting, but, you know, his words keep us going, and, you know, we're just hopeful that he'd be proud that we kept showing up, and because he definitely would have done the same for us. So, yeah.
This was his goal in life, wasn't it? To be a journalist, fight for people who don't have justice.
Yeah, he was incredible. He was an incredible journalist. Like, he was so kind and caring and genuine, and like he was just so. He just was amazing, and he cared so much about people and injustices, and, you know, getting people's voice out there that wasn't heard, you know, marginalised communities and such, through his work in journalism. So, yeah, he was amazing. And, yeah.
You have a motto from him to live with, as you've just told us. Your mum is Marguerite, your father, Tim. There were seven of you siblings, were there in the family in total?
Yeah. Yeah,
But you've managed to keep the family together in this terrible tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, sure, we just have to keep going, and that's it. You know, like, my poor parents do their best, but, you know, you can see the pain in everything they do, and, you know, like, they had to live every parent's worst nightmare, and we've lost our brother, they lost their son, and in many ways, you know, we've lost part of ourselves, all of it in it, like, and it's just, we have to try and keep Joe alive by talking about him and, you know, sharing his story and stuff like that. So, yeah.
You were very close, weren't you? You spoke nearly every day, nearly?
Yeah, we spoke every day, like, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. Like, he was my best friend, you know, he was so much more than a brother to me, and he was everything you could ever want in a brother or a son or a friend, and he cared so much about people, and he always made you feel important. And, you know, I even was thinking about the time when he sold his first journalism story to a magazine, and he was so proud of himself, and it was coming up to my birthday around that time, and instead of spending all the money on himself, like, he went straight into Brown Thomas in Limerick, and he came out with 2 Marc Jacobs bags, one for me and one for him. And, you know, he was so caring and generous and thoughtful, and he always made you feel special, and we just really, really miss him.
Oh, look, you're a massively impressive young woman. There's no doubt he would say,
thank you.
There's my sister. She's looking after the cause that I had started. I don't know how you're bearing all of this and carrying it, but you're an extraordinary woman, Sarah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I hope you're going to be okay. I know you're just setting out on the awful path of grief, and you and your family, but you have the sympathy of the country, and you have our thanks as well, because you've done something incredibly important, which is representing a lot of victims, survivors of victims like yourself, who don't have the voice.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's just, yeah, hopefully this can bring about some change, and no other family has to go through what we had to go through, because it's awful. But yeah, but thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And look, you've done your bit now, so look after yourself. And we're thinking of all the Drennans. And I'm glad that the Drennan family got some justice at last. It was definitely worth fighting for. We should say, anyone affected, please go to rte.ie/helplines, and there are supports available there.
Email oliver@rte.ie.